As Jesus drew near Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, "If this day you only knew what makes for peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes." Hello again. Allow me to begin with this story. It is the story of how I first heard about the COVID-19 disease. Do you recall when you first heard of the coronavirus? The story begins at a parish gathering last January, when I first became cognizant of the possibility of another world pandemic. While at dinner, a Holy Trinity parishioner who does research at the National History Museum informed me of the museum's brand new exhibit on world pandemics. With her encouragement, I visited the museum the following week and saw several rooms explaining how pandemics such as the Spanish flu, AIDS, Ebola, and SARS started, spread, and then eventually succumbed to disciplines and tactics of human sciences. I thought that the pandemic exhibit served as a nice history lesson about the dangers of mutating viruses and how humanity has conquered such dreadful diseases. All the same, the pandemic exhibit impressed me as something in the distant past about diseases and viruses that have occurred and were conquered by human ingenuity in the past and in faraway lands. In my naivete, it never occurred to me that it could happen here again in the United States. A few weeks later, during a Sunday homily, I made reference to the coronavirus and the phrase COVID-19, words which I had trouble spelling, much less saying. After the Mass that Sunday, I noticed two Asian people wearing masks. They informed me that they were visitors from China. With tears in their eyes, they told me about the virus that was spreading throughout their nation. Little did I know that within a few weeks, that same disease would be rampant throughout the United States. It was as if the words we hear today from Jesus and the gospel came true. The coronavirus was no longer hidden from our eyes. This past Tuesday, we marked the first anniversary of the first coronavirus case found in Wuhan, China. Since November 17, 2019, throughout the human race, there have been 55 million confirmed cases and 1.3 million deaths due to COVID-19. In the United States, there have been more than 244,000 deaths and more than 11 million confirmed cases. And as we well know, the numbers have been rising and spiking. Given these pandemic statistics that reveal the enormous tragedies and the ongoing trauma for the entire human race, one cannot help thinking of how in the face of so many deaths and so much disease, Jesus would weep. The image of Jesus weeping over Jerusalem emerged. Some years ago, I accompanied a dozen parishioners on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. While in Jerusalem, we visited a small church known as the Church of Dominus Flevit, which means where the Lord wept. It is believed that on this hillside overlooking Jerusalem, an ancient city even then, that Jesus wept. Linked to this homily is a photo of the city of Jerusalem which I took from this chapel. I remember thinking when I took the photo of how Luke describes how Jesus, as he approached Jerusalem, was not only cognizant of the threats ahead for him, but the future threats for the entire city. And so Jesus wept for the city and its people, which would be demolished by the Romans in 70 AD. I should note that Luke wrote his gospel more than a decade after the city and its temple were destroyed by the Romans. For the Jews, it was like a 9/11 experience. In writing his gospel, Luke wanted his readers to look backward and forward with him as he described how Jesus lived, died, and was raised, and then ascended into heaven. Coincidentally, the place where Jesus is believed to have wept is a stone's throw from where Jesus is believed to have ascended. Now, amidst the pandemic, I wonder how Luke would portray our present human encounter with the coronavirus and Jesus' encounter with it. How might he describe the perspective of Jesus as he gazes at our world? Perhaps Luke would write, "He saw the world and wept over it, saying, 'If this day you only knew what makes for peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. Perhaps consoling graces and even tears may flow if we were to believe in a God who weeps over our pandemic world, a world which none of us knew would be happening a year ago. Jesus' lamentation, then, may be a resource for us to believe that during this coronavirus pandemic and traumatic year of 2020, we can believe in a God who weeps with us and for us. My friends, let us hope and pray that 1 year from now, November 19, 2021, much of the desolation and disruptions from this deadly disease will be behind the human race, transforming the human biological race into a more compassionate and united human family. Allow me to conclude with a poem titled, Jesus Wept, by Sonny Shanks. It offers an image of an empathic God weeping and lamenting for us. He writes, I heard it started in Asia, I'm not sure where, but there was suffering and Jesus wept. Soon it came to America, there was suffering and Jesus wept. People wept too, but some not because of the suffering of others. Some wept because of their loss of dining out options, movie tickets, golf, and March Madness. Soon the churches all closed, and Jesus wept. Some people, however, smiled. Church had always been kind of a hassle. A $1,200 check came in the mail, and although a lot of people were sick, most of them weren't dying. So some people had a corona party and went on, singing and dancing into the night, confident that the sun would come up the next morning. They were unaware and uncaring that their ship was burning and sinking at the same time. Jesus appeared on the waves and in the storm, beckoning all to come to him for shelter. Some did not listen. Mary appeared too, midway between the ship and Jesus, pointing the way to Jesus. Some did not listen. Jesus wept. Amen.